Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
All right, party people, episode 151. I know we usually come in on a song, but I just wanted to set up this song to you theme, yeah? I was just telling you briefly just now off record, there's a woman, Assata Shakur. She passed away last week in Cuba. She was in exile in Cuba because she broke out of prison in America. She was wrongfully accused for shooting a policeman. She was one of the leaders in the Black Panther movement. She's the reason why Tupac Shakur has the name Tupac Shakur. He called her Auntie Assata. And she had a crazy life, this woman. And one of my favorite songs by Common, from his album Like Water for Chocolate, he did a tune called A Song for Assata. Check it out, theme. I'm going to play it to its fullest, man.
Hold on to life. She thought she...
Oh my God, I played it halfway.
Definitely.
Start from
this.
The beginning. Yeah, you must have heard it. Yeah. I mean, it's a classic album. I love this album, but let's go. A Song for Assata by Common.
In the spirit of God. Of the Black Panthers, in the spirit of Assata Shakur, we make this movement towards freedom for all those who have been oppressed and all those in the struggle. Check it. There were lights and sirens, gunshots fine. Cover your eyes as I describe a scene so violent. Seemed like a bad dream. She laid in the blood puddle, blood bubbled in her chest. Cold air brushed against open flesh, no room to rest. Pain consumed these breaths. Shot twice with her hands up. Police questioned, but shot before she answered. One Panther lost his life, the other ran for his. Scandalous the police were as they kicked and beat her. Comprehension, she was beyond trying to hold on to life. She thought she lived with no arm, that's what it felt like. Got to the hospital, eyes held tight. They moved the room to room, she could tell by the light. Handcuffed tight to the bed, through her skin they bit. With guns to her head, every word she got hit. Who shot the trooper, they asked her. Put mace in her eyes, threatened to blast her. Her mind raced till things got still. Opened her eyes, realized she's next to her best friend who got killed. She got chills if they told her that's what she would be next. Hurt mixed with anger, survival was a reflex. They lied and denied visits from a lawyer. But she was building as they tried to destroy her. If it wasn't for this German nurse, they would have served the worst. I read the sister's story, knew that it deserved a verse. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me.
All of this is just so we could be free. And that's CeeLo on the chorus, man. So dope. Comes in later.
Awakened up, walkie-talkies crackling, not saying where they taking her. Though she kinda knew what made the ride peaceful was the trees and the sky was blue. Arrived to Middlesex prison about 6 in the morning. Uneasy as they pushed her to the second floor in a cell. One cot, no window facing hell. Put in the basement of a prison with all males and the smell of misery. Seedless toilets and centipedes. She exercised, paint, and began to read. 2 years in a hole, her soul grew weak. Away from people so long she forgot how to speak. She discovered freedom is an unspoken sound. And a wall is a wall and can be broken down. Found peace in the Panthers she went on trial with. One of the brothers she had a child with. The foulness they would defeat her, hoping she'd lose her seed. Held tight knowing the fight would live through the sea. In need of a doctor, from her stomach she'd bleed. Out of this situation a girl was deceived. Separated from her, left to mother the revolution and lactate to attack hate. Cause federal estate was built for black fate. Her emptiness was filled with beatings and court dates. They fabricated cases hoping one would stick. It said she robbed places that didn't exist. In the midst of threats on her life and being caged with Aryan whites, through dark halls of hate, she carried the light. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. Yeah, I often wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. So dig it, people.
Listen to my love, Assata. Your power and pride so beautiful. Make get goosebumps always, man.
Yes. I'm reading about it at the same time. North Carolina, her grandmother would bring news that she had a dream. Her dreams always meant what they needed them to mean. What made them real was the action in between. She dreamt that her solder was free in their own house in Queens. The fact that they always came true was the thing. Her solder had been convicted of a murder she couldn't have done. Medical evidence shown she couldn't have shot the gun. It's time for her to see the sun from the other side. Time for a daughter to be by her mother's side. Time for this beautiful woman to become soft again. Time for her to breathe and not be told how or when. She untangled the chains and escaped the pain. How she broke out of prison I could never explain. And even to this day they try to get to her, but she's free with political asylum in Cuba.
Gospel style. Ill. We share the same love, Messiah. Your power and pride, so beautiful. May God bless your soul. Your power and pride, so beautiful. May God bless your soul.
You asking me about freedom? Asking me about freedom? I'll be honest with you. I know a whole lot more about what freedom isn't than about what it is. Because I've never been free. I can only share my vision with you for the future about what freedom is. The way I see it, freedom is the right to grow. It's the right to blossom. Freedom is the right to be yourself, to be who you are.
Tell me that's her at the end.
That's her voice at the end, yeah, chatting. So she passed away last week, man. She's been on the FBI Most Wanted list for 30 years now, for the longest anyone's ever been on there. I think there's a $2 million bounty on her head for her whole life. Like she's saying, she knows what's it like not to be free, more so than what it's like to be free. You know, Black Panthers, all that good stuff. People look her up, man. And that song gives me goosebumps every time. I love that song. And that album is a classic, and it's my favorite off the album. Ill. Anyway, rest in peace, Asada Shakur.
The Black Panthers, according to Wikipedia, so I don't know who's writing that. They financed the breakout by stealing $105,000 from Bamberger's store. And then they got in, they didn't get searched, they gave fake IDs, and they didn't get searched. They had guns and dynamite. And they took Screws hostage and bust the hell out of there.
Crazy.
And they, like, the police were, like, even following, like, her daughter walking to school in Manhattan, and they were putting up wanted posters, and the people were putting up Asata Shakur is welcome here posters. Instead of like as a counter. And the New York police said that nobody was cooperating.
No, yeah, exactly. Because they know, man. And the more I read about the Black Panthers, the more I marvel at what they achieved in the small time that they were allowed to be around. And I saw someone the other day, because they ended up being proscribed as a terrorist organization, and they got shut down, and they got just got shut down quick when all they were trying to do was feed the kids and protect their communities. You know what I mean? And what does it say to you that the KKK is still around and they never got prescribed as a terrorist thing? So, you know what I mean? Let's you know about America.
Man,
KKKs.
I hate all that fucking...
It's horrible. Yeah. Why? And it's still happening to this day. Shit is crazy, man. But it's getting better, but it's still happening, man. You know, don't be fooled, man. But yeah, so big up Asada Shakur.
Big up to her, man. What a woman.
No doubt. No doubt. What else has been going on?
And in Cuba from like 1984. It's 2025. Yeah, they're trying to take her over. She's like, I'm chilling having a pina colada, motherfuckers.
And the Cuban government were like, nah, America, fuck off, man. You can't have her.
But I love that. I love, like, she didn't escape for like 2 years.
Mm.
She escaped. She had a life afterwards.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
Sick.
Exactly.
Sick.
Yeah, and in hip-hop, she gets mentioned quite a lot in hip-hop. That's how I got to learn about a lot of this stuff. Growing up on hip-hop in the 90s, you couldn't avoid hearing about Marcus Garvey, Assata Shakur, you know what I mean? Obviously MLK and all the big civil rights guys, man. Incredible stuff, man. This episode, we were going to talk about our favorite characters.
Some
Badman graffiti character dons that have been around. We're going to get into all that. We got a listener question, we got graph critique, and we got the graph letter game and all that. But first, before we get into that theme, I know you didn't see it, but there was a YouTube thing came out.
Graph documentary, or
it's kind of okay. I've got a little bit of a rant about it, yeah. Because it was really, because when I first saw it come up on my timeline, I clicked on it. Obviously, it's a YouTubers. They're called the Department of Information is the name of the YouTube channel. Yeah, and they do little mini documentaries about, I don't know what. I mean, I haven't really looked at their stuff, but I'm assuming it's like loads of different stuff. They're not like a graph thing, basically. Yeah, it's just like middle class white boys narrating over whatever little subcultures and shit. Yeah. And so I clicked on it, really well put together, really nicely filmed, all top quality.
I'm looking at it now.
Nice editing and stuff. And there's some cool action shots in there. They got some, you know, heavy hitters in there. I think Time and Vexer's on it. And who else is on it? I'm trying to remember. Fuck.
Zonk, by the looks of it, Zonk, maybe.
Zonk is on it. Yeah, there's a funny bit with this guy who falls off a ladder. I think up to, you know, that right up to. He's on the ladder and he falls off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching it. Enjoying it. I thought, okay, yeah, that looks cool. But it was this, when are we going to get, okay, look, because we've reached out to a couple of those heads who were in that video and they told us, nah, we don't do interviews. Nah, we don't do it. And then I see them on this and I'm like, oh, okay, it's their prerogative. I'm not going to sit here and sulk why they didn't do our one. But who are these buds they're doing the video with? Like, they're not graph heads. Yeah. They're just these fucking buds. They got lots of subscribers. So I get it. You know what I mean? They're going to get views and stuff. But the thing, when you watch it, the conclusion, they're like, why do people still do graffiti? Oh, they're rebellious. Oh, no, they're fighting against authority. And it's the same old shit. How many fucking times are we going to go around this fucking block? Like, yeah, we know why people do graph now. Yeah. Surely, like, you know, why are we still doing? And the conclusion is that they don't like police and they just don't like authority. I'm like, yeah, we know. Like, that's not some revelatory thing now.
Actually do a conclusion at the end like that?
Yeah, like they. I mean, again, I can't remember it word for word, but it's nothing that we haven't seen a million fucking times since the 70s, since the first documentary, since Star Wars. We're now rehashing the same shit over and over again for these dudes just, and they don't care about graph. They just want to get views on their YouTube channel, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to talk about graph and the intricacies of this art form, this subculture that we love, come onto a platform where we love it too. And we're part of it. You know what I mean? Like, I really think that that's the way forward from now, rather than rehashing these same old fucking dumb talking points about, oh,
I just saw the guy fall off the ladder and Zonk's pissing himself in his face.
Yeah, he's like, walk it off, man. Walk it off, man. Walk it off. There's some funny bits in it. Don't get me wrong. It's like there's some entertaining bits in it, but just this whole, the way they wrapped it up in this faux documentary, like, we really want to understand how graffiti writers think. They're like, it's like, get the fuck out of here, man. And
get
I think
the fuck out of here.
I saw something on their Instagram. I think Time was a bit upset with how it came out or something. And he was like, nah, take me off. He was like, take the video. I saw a comment by Time. So I don't know what's happening.
Zonky came on us.
Yeah,
you mean Time didn't? Yeah.
No. I'm not having a go at anybody. Obviously, you're free to do whatever the fuck you want. You know, whatever you think is best. You know, but I'm just saying, this is my point of view, my opinion about documentaries like that by these types of dudes, rehashing the same old fucking talking points. To, like, you know, like it's some clever thing. It's like, yeah, people do graph for many different reasons. Yeah. It's like,
no,
yeah,
they're really going against authority.
Yeah.
And they hate the police.
And it's like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck, man?
He got Time. Like, I didn't know how up he was in New York.
Yeah, no, he's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing.
I didn't know that.
Mm.
Until like, you know, 6 months ago or some shit.
He's only been out there once or twice. I mean, I don't know the guy, so I couldn't say, but from what
Why do you
I've.
say he's only been out there once or twice?
Because I saw on his Instagram when he went out there, I follow the guy. So I saw he posted
Yeah.
when he was in New York, and then I think he did it again.
Yeah, I
He
think
might
he's
have
got like a
gone.
bit of a some peeps out there now.
Yeah, I'm
What
sure.
do you think about this? This
But
paint is
to
okay.
be up in New York, though, that's a heavy claim. You can't just say, oh, your time is
No,
mad up in New
I
York.
didn't
Yeah, I don't
know he
know.
was. I mean, I'm not up in New York at all. He's
I
getting
know.
up over there. That's what I'm saying. You
He's getting
know what I
up. I don't know
mean?
if he's up.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's hard to tell. If you're not there, then it's hard to tell because New York's a big fucking place, man.
It's not. I hate when people say that. It's like the size of fucking Shepherd's Bush. It's not the size of
What?
London at all. London is much
Yeah,
bigger.
there's greater New York. There's the New York
Yeah, New York
big.
State.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about
No.
Buffalo and shit like
No,
that. I'm
yeah.
talking about New York,
Yeah.
Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, Harlem,
No,
that
fair enough.
shit.
I mean,
It's nowhere near the size.
Manhattan's only like, yeah, what is it, like 14 miles long or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even a, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not the hugest place, but still very, still big for a city. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
it's a good city. It's a good city
Metropolitan.
size.
No
Yeah.
doubt, man. I miss New York,
What
man.
was
I
the
haven't
first
been in
train to run on
ages.
the London Underground?
The Metropolitan line.
The Metropolitan, baby. The Metropolitan,
Yeah,
baby.
boy, we're bods now. We're experts on the ting, man.
Yeah.
What should we get
Yeah.
into first, man? What should we get into first? The
The
character.
characters.
Should we just get slap bang into some character action, man? Theme. What comes into your head when you think illest characters? What do you think, man?
Someone standing in a B-boy stance. Someone should
Like
give me the
B-boy
microphone before I
character.
bust on my pant. Or like that, you know, the zombie one,
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
Basic. But I mean, everyone says, oh, you suck off zombies so much. But I'm like,
No,
8 years younger than him. I came up like under that style of graph. It's not my fucking fault. If someone else is doing it,
No,
I'd
of
be bigging
course.
up them. You
And
know what I
we I
mean?
put on the Instagram, I said, what's your favorite who's the best at characters in the UK? And obviously Zombie's name came up most out of everybody. I'm trying to look it up now so I can tell you
What I
some of
like,
the
I've
other
just
names.
sent you a video of that one that's still on the train. I just saw it like 2 days ago, but it's a very short vid on WhatsApp of the white character across the two
Oh
doors. That's sick. What I like about Zom is when he that character started, like we were getting into graph when he started doing that character, and it wasn't very good. It wasn't all that, like in terms of symmetry and that sort of shit. And in terms of like how they were standing but I love the way he kept at it, and you see the evolution of the zombie character
He's just got it
is
down
now
to
it's
a
like,
pat. Yeah.
bro,
And the
there's
thing is,
sometimes like bombs dropping down behind, and he's got like the arms right and the swag right and the lean right. He
yeah.
does the women with the baps and stuff now sometimes. He's got
Yeah.
like the faces are nuts and the colors are nuts, and sometimes the afro, and it's got like a little hashtag thing in the afro. All that sort of shit is
And you can tell
banging.
he's worked on it for years and years and years because he's got the simple version, he's got the more intricate version, he can do a female version, he's got loads of different versions of it that he can do because he's worked his way up through the he can do it in one line. And like you were talking about his faces, he does so much with so little. Literally, like that for the eyebrows, a little bit for the mouth, maybe a dot for the nose. Little drip coming out or whatever, that's it. You know what I mean? But you can see it's got attitude and you can tell it's him from a mile away.
From a mile
That's what I
away, and
love.
watching him do it once, a couple of times
Yeah.
is just like, oh shit, it's like iconic.
Iconic. And the thing is, another thing about Zombie, like, okay, you've seen he can do backgrounds, he can do trains, barbed wire fences, the planes, with the dropping bombs. But he's not like, this super artistic dude. The guy's a graph head. You know what I mean? Everything he does is graph related,
It's only his style.
His style. And that's the thing. And he's developed that character. And now it's basically like one of his letters. You know what I mean? Like it's his symbol, it's his logo, it's his brand, whatever you
He
want
could
to
do it
fucking
instead of
call
a
it.
throw up, and everyone knows, like.
Everyone knows. And he has, like on the white ones on the train, like you're saying, like he just has to do one character like that and boom. And you reached out to him actually, and
Yeah, I did, yeah.
he left us a little note, right? Let's see. I got my little folder here.
But like back in Chiswick Works and those sort of train yards, when the rate teachers, when his character started to appear, and they were like, you know, it's better than me. Like, it looks pretty fucking good. But it wasn't like, like you said, it wasn't like an artistic, qualified art guy doing, you know, a fucking human character. It was, okay, this is someone who's teaching himself how to do it. I mean, exactly. Look at that one, brother. Damn.
Yeah. I picked a little handful of some dope ones by Zombie. Can you read out the note that he sent you, Theme? Or do you want me to read it out? I've got it here. But yeah, so he sent, like, we asked him, like, what inspired your characters? What, you know.
You know.
Or do I have it here, actually? Oh, no, I don't.
I must have sent it to you. Me I've got and it Zom's here. Chat disappears.
All right, I got it here. I want to bring it up on the screen, though. Here it is. All right, I'm sending it over to my laptop. Bing, bada, bing.
I'll read it while you're doing that, yeah?
Okay, yeah, cool.
My inspiration for characters came from seeing them on trains and thinking that that is like the most complete package. The completer package is it gives you what painting that bit extra. I even thought at the time I wasn't too good. He even thought it at the time that he wasn't too good as I started from basic, but I just kept practicing and vowed to myself to represent the hip hop culture with the B-boy style characters instead of just drawing anything. A tiny reference was the Rocksteady Crew characters on the front of the record cover I had. Gosh. Yeah,
that's the hey.
You can see it a little bit in terms of body stance.
Yeah. Look at that one with the on the hips, you know what I mean? Like that.
And look at the bottom left one. I think that one when he kind of has his guy swaying like that.
Yeah, exactly, with the leaning off there. But that's kind of inspired by the Bodhi legs, you know, with the big feet. That's definitely taken from some
the Puma States.
Yeah, with
the
fat
laces and the Pumas.
So these
and the
characters,
Adidas shell toes.
These characters were done by legendary Doze, not the London Doze, the Doze out in New York. He's part of the Rocksteady Crew. And it's mad. When he sent you this note and then you sent it to me, I then went on my Facebook and I saw this post by Mr. Wiggles, who's also part of Rocksteady Crew. And he did this thing talking about the characters on the front of the Rocksteady Crew album, and he goes, by Door FBA TC5, the characters predates the Up Rock album cover by Doze, TC5 by 2 years. So these characters were done by Door, on a piece of paper. So these are the B-boy characters you can see with the, the B-boy stars.
He's got like the cross hitch fat laces as well, not just the straight ones.
Oh, Blam. Shit, with the cross. Yeah, sick. And then this is the album, by Doze here, the album cover, which, and the one that Zombie had, the Hey You, the Rocksteady Crew, that was the single off this album here. So these are all kind of like,
let me see what it says.
Yeah, so
remember, we went to the school together. We all went to school together, chilled at the same TC5 lunch table every day, and we're in the same graph crews, TC5, FBA, IBM, and Electric Company became part of Rocksteady. So the rest is history. TC5 put it on the map. Fat laces. Also, Electric Company crew made fat laces with elastics, famous before company started manufacturing fat laces.
Some history.
Yo.
There. Yeah, the fat laces. I
and you see the guy on the left, the third guy from the left, with the fat shades just takes up the whole face.
Wait, are you talking about this one here or this one here?
Yeah, the one on the left, and then the third character in from the left. That, look how big the shades are. That was it for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, ill, man. Ill.
And you can see, like, going into England, like, fucking Toking and Dreddy, and, like, everyone, you know, started, like, came from that.
Came from that, and these were kids in the New York, in the Bronx, customizing their shit. It wasn't bought; they didn't buy it like that. They bought the normal thing, and then they added the fat laces. They added pins and like graph bits, and they'd write on it, and they'd change bits, and then obviously that all got appropriated by the capitalist system. You know what I mean?
Who's that, Mr. Wiggles?
Mr. Wiggles, that's the guy who posted it. Yeah, that was the Up Rock album. But yeah, there's a couple more from Mr. Zombie. Maybe I can get this a bit bigger, you fucking piece of bollocks.
Why don't you ever just press the button on the top left to go full screen?
I don't know, because I just, I don't know. I should,
just
innit?
Press that.
But then I can't flick between them, that's all.
That's
but,
the free Palestine, yo.
Yeah, man, you know how it is, bruv.
Man, look at the bubbles in the hair and shit.
Yeah.
Look, see, that's the exact sway of that bottom left guy when I said, look at the guy on the bottom left. It's the same angle. His body's like going choo-choo.
Yeah, it's that yeah. B-boy stance. And then also just the massive hands as well, like the extremities, like the hair being huge, the hands being huge and the shoes being huge. Like, you know, that's a big trait in graffiti, just accentuating the extremities of the character. Nice. We're going to see a few more like that as well. I reached out to Score. For me, when I think characters and some dope characters that have been done in this country, Score and his crew from DFM all the way, TRC, Troubled Children, he's done a bunch of stuff. So I reached out to him. I said, yo, like, what kind of inspired you when it comes to characters? Like, you know, what's something interesting? And he said, I love painting characters. I think it massively ups the impact of your graffiti. And a piece without one is kind of lacking something. The stuff I'm drawn to painting is often stuff that's over-exaggerated and fun. Yeah, his humor and his characters, that's another thing. I think I called Score, what did I call him to his face? I said that he was like the Monty Python of the UK graph scene. Like, you know, he's always catching jokes. So more over-exaggerated and fun. Characters that make me smile when I'm doing them, because that's kind of the point, isn't it? To enjoy it. Big hands, cool stance, and they definitely have to interact and overlap the pieces in some way. Yeah, when they interact with the
that's
piece.
That's a big point. When it goes over the piece and shit, yeah.
Some cool way, because that's why they're there, to emphasize the piece. That's another thing, yes. And even some people will swap a letter out for a character and have the letter on the T-shirt. I know I've done that a couple of times, or on the hat or something. And then I asked him, who kind of inspires you, man, character-wise? And he said, of course, Mode 2 and Drome 2. Doze is the blueprint for the B-boy, as we already mentioned. I'm assuming he means the New York Doze. Others that spring to mind are Shame, Wayne,
Cess,
Mast, Doves is another ill one, Wrath, Gent is up in, I think he's in Bournemouth or Birmingham, I could be wrong, sorry, I think he might be Birmingham, Gent is crazy with the characters, Tars, Task, Rhyme, Snow, Croc, and Rain Man, just to name a few, Rain Man, obviously with the original styles. Here's just a couple of examples of a Score. Look, he's got the Marvin the Martian.
Look
here.
How good he is at graph. Yeah. Look how good he is.
He's got Marvin the Martian poking his head off the top with the bolt cutters, you know what I mean? About cutting through the fence.
Boy. And always with like the eyebrow, sick.
Yeah, with the raised eyebrow. And look, this is like
AFC.
This is another thing I love with graph. Kind of like, and I don't want to sound all arty farty and all that, but in pop art, yeah, like, you know, Andy Warhol, all that type of movement, yeah, which graph took a lot from, or maybe vice versa, maybe they took a lot from graph as well, is finding images from pop culture, whether it's a logo that everyone knows, like this one, the KFC logo, but then flipping it, you know what I mean, taking that well-known logo and then just adding something new to it. So here they put TRC.
What does it say underneath the kernel? Kent's finest Caucasians. Kentucky's
KFC.
Finest chicken.
Exactly. And he's got the Colonel Sanders there with a chainsaw, you know what I mean, reaching out to the people like that.
Look at the shadow on the hand and shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, hands are tough. Like with a pencil, hands are quite tough.
Hands are some of the hardest things to do. Yeah.
Doing
sure.
it like that, like, is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Coming out at you as well. Yeah. A lot of people can't.
Damn, he's good at graph, man.
He's too good, man. He's too good. Is there one more? Oh, yeah. Here's got Mr. Burns here.
Mr. Boynies.
Like with his fingers, you know, the
25 years of Sindustry. Yeah.
And you see how.
Industry.
Obviously, you can tell it's Mr. Burns, but he's put his little extra flair to it that is done by someone else, you know. Big up Score every time. Another name that came up quite a lot when I asked people whose characters they like was Chio from Bristol, who got mentioned. He's good mates with Mark Bodie, and like he's just known for his ill characters. Like here, this is his version of the B-boy Bodie and the metal Bodie, and his little symbol there is like a bumblebee thing. But like he does proper 3D, so it feels like it's coming off the wall, but it's very cartoony, still very exaggerated, all that stuff. Here's Lucas spray can kind of angel thing. He does these big like gold chains and shit.
I really always with the Adidas, you know, the b-boy stuff, graph stuff. You come with the Adidas.
Laces, gotta be, man. He's a b-boy, you know. Chio is a b-boy. Here's another one of like clowns, like they're like robbing the store or something. They got money in their money bags.
Those funny guns with like confetti coming out of them.
Again,
man, that's
very
sick.
Very original style. Very like, you know, it's Chio immediately once you see it. Mm. You know, just his style is very unique. He's definitely whittled out his own unique style. And then I reached out to him. I said, "Yo, what kind of inspires you?" You know, and he said, "As many graph artists, Vaughn, Mark Bodie was an influence at the very start. Beyond that, no one really, especially when it comes to everyday drawing. I'm very internal and just draw all day, every day. Influence comes from stuff I see in real life or shit just pops into my head. Then I just b-boy it up or play around with it in my noggin. The end of the day, everything has been drawn before. 8 billion people and thousands of years of art trying to chase a new idea style is pretty much impossible. Just do what you do and enjoy it as much as possible before you snuff it. Cheers, Chio." And then he said an extension. He goes, "Slight lie." He goes, "I have been obsessed by Japan since the 80s, buying import computer games and getting rare VHS anime manga. That's another thing as well. So coloring style could be from that sometimes. And the odd bit of fan art just to let the brain breathe." He goes, "Was that long and boring enough for you?" Nah, Chio,
no,
thank
that was
you for
fucking
that.
Good. Yeah, thanks, man. You know, when you back in the Sega days, when someone would bring over a Sega game from Japan, and you were like, "Yo, it looks so much better. The characters look so much better. Like the Ken and the Ryus and shit look like so much better.
Just next level.
What the fuck is this?" Do you see what I saw with Chio and Score is, and the difference between them and Zombie is, I get the impression that those two guys, they can paint, they can draw anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Anything exactly. They want.
Yeah.
And it's like, it looks like that in their characters. They're like, "Okay, I want to draw Mr. Burns. I want to draw a fucking Garfield. I want to draw whatever."
Yeah.
And it, you know, there's something to be, there's very two different sort of roots, isn't there? Like being sick at drawing fucking buildings and trees and fucking everything. Like he said, "I'm drawing all the time." Chio said, "I'm drawing all the motherfucking time."
He's an artist. He's a bona fide artist. Yeah, yeah. Straight up. He does a lot of commission work. He does a lot of stuff for commercial work and stuff. Yeah. And you're right. Yeah. With Zombie, because I kind of touched on that. Yeah. When we were talking about Zombie, like he is a graph. Everything he does is approached on a graph point of view, not necessarily a larger artistic
technical drawing
type thing. He's like, "Nah, this will work because I can do it quickly. I can do it on this surface. I can do it on that surface." And he's built it over time to a point now where he can do it with his eyes closed, you know, which that's a graph thing. You know what I mean? You work on your hand style until you can do it with your eyes closed. You can do it upside down and backwards. You know, that's a graph thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's necessity.
Oh,
you know.
Mode 2, like thick, naked women, pregnant women.
Yeah.
You know, Mode 2 does those really, really fucking well. Like,
I mean,
mental.
He's the best. For me, he's the best in the UK. I didn't really get any of his photos ready for this, man. Sorry, I was a bit rushed getting this episode together. But Mode 2, love it, man. I did reach out to him as well, but he never got back to me. Bastard. I'm kidding. He's probably busy. But Theme, I did want to go back and touch on the Japanese influence. Yeah. As a kid, I used to go to Syria as a kid every summer. I think I've mentioned this on the pod. And at the time, specifically, nothing in Syria was had anything to do with America. They were completely shut off from America, from the Europe, from everything. So all the cartoons that you saw on Syria were Japanese cartoons, like Captain Majid and a few other bits and bobs. It was either from Russia or from Japan, but mainly Japan with the cartoons because they were so ahead of their time when it came to animation, when it came to anime and manga and all that stuff. And I was obsessed with that shit. Me and Frez used to watch all these manga VHSs, proper brutal, hardcore, fucking like violent cartoons,
Yeah,
man. And we were
really
like eight,
violent and
we were like
bloody
eight,
and
9 years
shit.
old, yeah, just watching this shit. Fist of the North Star, you know, obviously Akira, all the main ones, but then there was all these obscure ones. I can't even remember the names of them now. But even in Pokemon, yeah, which is, you know, for kids and whatever, my brother was into it. I remember being too old for Pokemon, but you look at the animation and the way they draw the characters' hands and the way they stand and stuff, it's all kind of influenced me, you know what I mean? Like, I've always loved that style of characters, man.
It was fucking sick, and like I say, it was noticeable when you got like a Sega. What do they call it? Like Genesis was fucking American, I think. But the Sega Master, the Mega Drive in Japan, I just remember going like when Streets of Rage and Street Fighter 2 were quite a massive things. I remember thinking, holy fucking shit, like the Japanese, even like Earthworm Jim, like the Japanese
Yeah,
version of the
Earthworm Jim was
games
sick.
was so much better in terms of drawing. I'm gonna send you this. Look at this zombie character from 93. Like we all know what it looks like, but it just goes to show, like, kids, if you put the wake in, oh, the hands were still pretty sick and had like some shadow in there and shit, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, there we go. This is quite cool, actually. I'm sending it now to my laptop so we can all see
and the
it.
bullets, I think they're bullet holes behind, and it's top to bottom.
You can see all the elements are there. It's just not like, you know, obviously not perfected yet. You know what I mean? This is an early one, you know what I mean? So we can
93. I mean, I was fucking 12.
So there we go. There's a early, yeah, with the bullet holes, the afro, but it's more of a heart shape, the big hands doing the thing with the fingers. It's all there. It's all there. It's
I
just
love the border though around it as well, like the border of the. And there's one on the other side of the train. I think it's a right teach.
Oh, did he send another picture as well? Oh, fuck. Okay.
Only just now.
All right, okay.
But no, it's a rate teach. Of course, it's a rate teach. Some of the fucking characters. What are you talking about? Event,
I'm not
Figs,
going to bring that. I'm not
Donka,
going to bring that.
Kuza.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
boy.
It's the
But
same thing.
it just goes to show, isn't it? Like,
You know what?
sick.
It's mad because I look, because obviously Cantu's name has come up a lot on the pod. You know what I mean? We love Cantu and
Naturally.
his characters. I wanted to
And his
show you.
letters.
I went through his Instagram and I saw he'd posted this, his first ever character that he painted in 88, or the first spray can character, because he's known for doing
Shut up.
the spray can with the face in it. He goes, this is from 1988 with the chrome effect on it and the hands holding a revolver gun there. Pretty sick. And then I thought, so I started scrolling down a bit more, and then he had another thing that he did in 92. 1992, you can see his character's getting a little bit more intricate with the shading, which he's known for, which is the shading. Obviously, he still hasn't perfected it, but you know, he's got the same angle on the face with the cap, you know what I mean? The baseball bat. So you know, it was coming along. That's 92,
That
and
can
then
was done in the 80s.
88,
One of
bro.
his first ones. And look at the S's, by the way. Both of the S's I like.
You can go to Cantu's Instagram and see it, like, you can see
Instagram
the whole
page and
thing.
check that shit out.
And then so I started pulling out like some of my favorites, you know what I mean? Like this one, the spray can head, but with a skull.
Look at the different lighting on it, though. The lighting on the hat.
It's
And the lighting
crazy.
on the can, like, fuck
That was
off.
his thing, is the shading, the way he would just do the bold shading, kind of really simple style. Again, simple, but it just works so fucking well, man.
It's simple, like, when you've mastered it, though, you know what I mean?
When you've mastered it, true say. Here's another one with the two B-boys holding spray
Again,
cans
the cans are fucking nuts.
with the chromatic effect on the cans. Too good, man.
Berlin 2009.
And then I saw his,
Damn.
then I looked at his characters, like, look at this character here. And then it reminded me of a guy, I think he's from Switzerland. I don't think he's with us anymore. He's part of a crew called Love Letters Crew. And he does these characters, Nasher, that's it, Nasher. And so I was like, this is like Cantu, but just a step up to realism. It's still not realistic at all. It's still highly exaggerated and all that. But I'm talking, he just went up when it comes to the shading and the like light the bouncing off it, yeah, the wrinkles. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just a step up from Cantu. Not in, like, step up better or not. That's subjective. But I'm talking, like, detail-wise, you know. He's, I think I've got another one by Nasher. Yeah, there you go. You see holding the spray can. So similar poses, the hat on the sideway. But they're just like more intricate.
Yo, look at the lenses.
Yeah, the lenses on the glasses there are just crazy, isn't it?
Fuck me.
Yeah, it's next level.
Fuck, and it's on a train. Big.
Yeah, but that's
big,
I think it just. I think that's a disused train. It doesn't look like it's a.
But it kind of shows you the size, is what I'm
saying. Yeah. And look, a little toothpick
Fuck
hanging out.
Me, the creases in the gums.
And look, the toothpick coming out, and then a little
shadow
coming, like following the lip of the curve of the lip and then going down there. Like little details like that, that your eye doesn't necessarily get drawn to, but all this information is going in through your eyeballs and your brain is processing it, you know? Mm. But you just don't realize it all the time. Like, yeah, look at the detail in the eyes with the, nuts with the reflections and
imagine
shit.
Me trying to do something like that, how shit it would be.
Theme, yeah,
special mention
never...
to AMS as well.
Ah.
With the remember when I'm like, yo, that character you did when he's looking at the MP
no, he's looking at the
screen.
Phone. When he's looking at the
looking
phone,
at the phone and the reflections in the face. Yeah, that was sick.
I didn't actually put any of my flicks, but I'll put some up on the screen here when I do the edit, man. I've always kind of loved doing characters, even as a little kid drawing, you know what I mean? I always drew characters because I always wanted to see, like, for example, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I loved the Ninja Turtles, but then kids in my class would ask me, oh, could you draw it, but do instead of turtles, have them as moles? Yeah, like, you know, little rat-faced moles. So I did so I would do like famous pop images, but then my little twist and change it. And I always found that fun that I could actually create stuff like that, you know, make it real on the page, you know.
The Turtles was a massive one.
Yeah.
Turtles was a massive one. They like had over England Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Because they couldn't say ninja.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. When we were youths, like, you weren't allowed to say. No, when we were youths, I think they had ninja, but then it turned to like hero, and they were all kind of like much more cartoony and less aggressive. And the original, was it? I can't remember if it was DC or whatever.
Yeah,
Marvel, DC or whatever. They were like sick. And the
it was
Japanese
proper dark.
Ninja
yeah, it was
Turtles
dark.
Were proper dark, and even I remember like Donatello's purple thing just looked bad.
Yeah,
bad.
Yeah, really cool.
And then
man. They
came out over here, and it was like, you know, friendly and gash.
No doubt.
Hey, April, let's go get some pizza.
Yeah. Who was that guy, Casey Jones, with the hockey stick? He was my favorite when I was a kid, man. Mm. I was rated that dude.
Tank Girl. I always liked Tank Girl.
Tank Girl, incredible. Yeah, man.
Sick.
All right, let's go. Let's see
sick.
What else I got in here, man.
Calvin and Hobbes I used to like as well. Little
oh,
shout
Calvin,
out to
Calvin
and Hobbes.
Yeah. And Garfield. Garfield was a big thing for me, man. I loved Garfield, man. All right, okay, hold on.
There's
here, this
egg
guy.
Character was so good.
Ego, man. He got that face all around London, man. And on a kind of similar to zombie flex, you know what I mean? Where it's just like he worked on that character and he could do different expressions on the face. But he did that thing everywhere, man. So I just wanted to give him a shout out. His name got mentioned a couple times when I reached out to people.
Good.
Here's a couple
there he
more.
Is.
Shout out Selfie as well.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Okay. Someone sent this in and said, hold on. Said Graphcap. He goes, my favorites are by a writer called King. I think he's in San Francisco. And he took some photos out there. And he goes, I like him so much because of the classic graph style, not photorealistic, but exaggerated B-girl characters. And the fact they're representing the city that he's in, San Francisco. So you can see by the sports teams on their hats and stuff like that. Let me see if I can find some of these images. Hold on, I've got a few of them. There we go. There's one of them. So you see,
yeah, boy,
is that
the Golden
State, Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, is that what it is with the Warriors? Yeah,
Golden
the
State
girl.
Warriors.
I'm trying to think who does the best female characters. There's a few people out there who do really like beautiful women characters, man. Soflez, I think he's from Australia or New Zealand. Soflez, incredible graffiti artist. He does some really cool characters as well. What about Inky as well? He just came to mind now. Inky does pretty cool characters. I swear I had more. There we go. There's another one with this B girl. King. Yeah, KI. But even though that looks like an E there, but San Francisco hat. I mean, I don't know if I'm super blown away. They're very well done. And like I like the trainers, the way they've done the trainers. Really simplified. This one doesn't have any laces at all. Really simple, only a few lines, but stylish. It's stylishly done. I gotta give them props for that. Let me
The
see what
SF was bang on as well, the way they how they do it on the cap.
on the cap. This guy's name got mentioned as well. 45 RPM on Instagram. I don't know if he has a proper tag. This one isn't a great example of his work, but he does these highly simplified, like more logo style characters. Oh, this was another one someone sent in. Let me find the note that they sent it in on. Was it this one?
That reminds me of fuck, Grand. Grand does some joke like Mr. Men here, cats there, like just going across the whole
Oh yeah.
carriage.
Yeah, with the Mr.
Still
Men.
painting now and still filling up panels with those characters.
This was sent in, they were bigging up in the Bristol area, Ryder and Trex, or Roar and Read and Weep. I don't know what the fuck that is. Oh, Read and Weep is their crew, RAW. Roar, Read and Weep are a pretty iconic character duo in the Bristol area. And he goes, they're partners as well outside of Graf. He said he's pretty sure. I don't know.
Hence
Let's,
the kid in the pics.
yeah, let's, again, I don't have them all in order. That's one of them. Raw with the weird, like, again, very
Yeah.
cartoony kind of characters
Alien
here.
kind of
Is that a
eyes
dragon
and
or an alien? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Quite
I see the
simplistic, you know what I
letters
mean?
as well. Okay.
Blockbuster
Yeah, yeah,
style.
yeah.
I think there's a couple
Yeah.
more in there. There's, hold on, I don't want to go through all these yet. Some of these are for critiques. Here's another one. Rider on the skateboard, you see. So the whole piece is basically a kind of character with eyeballs and mouths running through each
Every single
letter on
letter,
the
yeah.
skateboard.
Yeah.
All right, that looks cool, man.
Sick.
I like it when people do that. Oh man, if only I got this ready. There's this ill piece. I'll find it and put it in the edit of a guy he did who's that guy? Inspector Gadget. Go Gadget arms, yeah? And then like his arms are like wrapping around and it spells out the name of the word. I can't remember who fucking did it, but I'll flash it up on the screen here. I fucking always loved that piece.
Go Gadget, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's
He
another
was
one.
sick.
Trex with the mad character hanging off the end. I mean, I'm not super impressed by this, but yeah, I get it. It's well executed, looks cool. I'm not mad at it, put it
Go
that way.
Gadget, man. He used to never sit in traffic because the Go Gadget legs would
Yeah.
go up and then he'd like go across everyone.
And he'd have the helicopter as well, like come out of his head.
Yeah,
And
boy.
his daughter, that girl, she had the iPad, like before the iPad was even a thing. She had an iPad, remember? She used to like find information on
No.
it and shit. Yeah, if you rewatched it, man, they predicted the iPad.
And Banana Man and Super Ted, they were sick.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, this is a bit of graph critique. Someone sent this in, a character they did. I don't know if this is from something. Maybe people in the comments could let us know. It's absolutely horrible. The letters are horrible. The
Grim Crew,
character,
maybe?
it says Grim. Yeah, I think Grim. He's got like a mad, dude with a cap, with a mustache, and he's like holding on to both sides of the piece. That's another famous thing as well. They do a character poking through the letters and then holding both sides. That like from the
Dope.
Hand of Doom and shit, you know what I mean? From
Yeah,
Happy Endings. So a lot of people do that. Yeah, Grimm, I mean, you gotta work on it a bit more. Like, look at this
But
mystery.
characters are much harder. Like, at least he's like doing it.
Why has he got
You
the
know, and they're
English
much
flag
harder.
in his mouth? He's got the English flag instead of the teeth. He's got to have more teeth
Does
than that.
remind me of something that.
I know, me too. I don't know where it's from. I would say if I was going to recommend something to someone, if you want to get into drawing characters, is look up characters from comic books or from, cartoons or something, like screen grab something, you know what I mean, off the computer, and just kind of like copy it, man. Get to learn how things sit, you know what I mean? And like Theme said, like hands are some of the most fucking difficult things to do. Obviously, in this example here, just holding onto a thing, you just need like basically four sausages and you can pull that off. But if you want to do like the B-boy hands, like doing mad shit like this, there's different techniques you can use, but you just got to practice, man, and
He's done a bit of
work on
shadowing as well on the hands, hasn't he? On the fingers.
it. Yeah, but look, this one doesn't match with this one, and I don't know. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's toy. Toy as fuck, but keep at it, Grimm. I think there's another one by Grimm here. Yeah, there we go. This one. He's done the same thing, but with like a green robot
I
thing.
mean,
I don't
props to
know.
him. He's trying to do it. You
I
know, that's like
mean,
a Slimer.
and it also makes the piece stand out a bit more. If it was just that Grim,
It
and
would be much worse.
I wouldn't even bat an eyelid at it. That green thing with the
Yeah.
eyeballs, I think that's another psychological thing. When you look at like humans, we're always finding faces in things, and like our eyes are always drawn to, yeah, character of a human or whatever. So it's another trick you can do to just, bump up your pieces. This guy writes, I think he sent in crypts before. He's done this character a lot. I think it's from the Animaniacs. That was it. There was a TV, another,
The
Animaniac.
Animaniacs.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think? Like, and there's that dude, Abbots, that writer, Abbots,
Yeah.
and he does that character from Top Cat. It's like his
Yeah.
symbol now, and he's basically reappropriated it. He hasn't changed it or adapted it. It's exactly the same. He'll change the color, obviously, the colorways.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like for
I
me,
couldn't find him. I was looking, I was, do you know what I was doing?
what?
When I was looking for the U for the graph letter game, I was looking for abouts, like a fucking dick.
Abouts.
Because we're filming so early today, I was like still in bed going, shit, I've got to get the U's, I've got to get the U's. I wasn't really with it. And I was like, about graph. And Google was telling me about graph, you know what I mean?
Oh my days. The thing is, it's like, yeah, look, he's got another one here. He's done. He's trying to make it become his symbol. For me, this is just a personal thing. Sure, like I said already, take from pop culture, but for me to be impressed, you have to kind of add a twist to it to make it yours. You know what I mean? Rather than just full on just copy something that's already been done, for me, it irks me a little bit. Okay, fine. Bodhi characters are Bodhi characters. Yeah, you can copy them, as close to the original, and I get what you're doing, but I don't know, just as a general rule, I don't think it's a good thing just to just nick someone else's artwork and go, yeah, that's mine now. It's like, no, you've got to add your little twist to it, in my opinion, that is. I mean, you lot let me know if you think any different. I think we've been through all these. Ah, this is another one by someone sent in. Again, trying to do Cantu style, trying to, you know what I mean? Like holding the spray can, like standard thing. His hat is dripping. He's got the eyebrows. Again, with characters, it's harder to fucking. It's just this character looks mad ugly to me, man. And not like I need all my characters to look handsome and I have to find them appealing in that way. Not necessarily, but there's something just, it just looks
Kind of
demented.
Popeye about it as
A
well,
little
with the
bit
teeth and
Popeye
stuff
with
and the
the.
green.
And he's got one tooth hanging out from the bottom. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. For
I
me,
mean, it's well done.
he's done it. He's done it.
Good
He's got a little bit.
proportion, good shadow, good colors, a bit of detail. Look at the eye, it's pretty good. The
I
highlight
think
in the
proportion
eyes.
wise, obviously it's subjective. I don't know.
No,
There's
but
something.
he's allowed to do that. I know what you're going to say, but
Yeah.
that's part of graph and part of hip hop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Accentuate the features, extending
Exaggerating.
the head.
But the thing is, for me, it's like, okay, now I'm getting deep now. This is me nitpicking. This is just me, like, on a higher level, trying to, like, explain what's going in my head. Yeah. Yes, you can have extremes, and it doesn't necessarily have to make sense in the physical world. Yeah. Like, you can have a humongous head like this, you know what I mean? And the neck extending out. Like, there's no way his body is going to, or that neck is going to support a head that big, you know what I mean? Like, and so, of course, you're allowed to do that. But when it goes too far off in one way, like I like it to make a little bit of sense. At least I can see that they've put thought into it. Like the stance and like the weight of the character, the way it's standing. Like, for example, you were talking about the character, you know, when they like the zombie characters like
Yeah.
you bend out to one side. The feet are here, and then the legs go off there, and the body goes there, and the head is above the feet. Yeah, if the head was too far to the left or too far to the right, then now you're doing a Michael Jackson leaning forward move, and it just looks weird to me. I can see what you're trying to do, but it looks weird to me. There is still certain rules that I don't know. For me, if they don't follow those rules, then it looks jarring to me, and it's hard to explain. I hope I did explained a little bit there, but again, it's just me nitpicking. You know what I mean? This is me overthinking things as per usual, man. But big up this dude anyway for sending this in. I don't know about that one tooth thing. Have a zoot hanging out, man. Allow the one tooth bit.
Why allow it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just being a dick. This was a war they done just the other day. The 439ers all got together and they did a big lineup. Shout out Court, RIP. You haven't been online, so I don't think you saw it, man. But all the lads
No.
came out. This was Ode, did a little
Oh, in
character.
Brighton.
I don't know where it was, to be honest.
I
I have
got the
no idea.
memo. I got the memo,
Ah,
say,
okay. Right.
from Spo, saying we're going to Brighton, but
Yeah, there you go. So yeah,
yeah.
would have been that then, man. Yeah, because Too Cold was on there, Necker, all the crew, man. Yeah. Yeah, always liked Ode's characters as well. Very simple again, but they stand out. They're witty, they're funny. Shout out Ode, man, for sure.
Always.
Have I got much more here in the works? Ah, this guy, I just kind of wanted to give him a big little shout out. I don't know if you heard of this guy, Nichos. I think he's Spanish or Italian. I can't be sure. But he does these
I
weird
see what he's
characters.
doing.
He's done a few walls with Vibes and a few other heads. Again, it's more on the arty side of stuff. It's not, he does these like kind of he does animals, or he'll do like a magical creature, like a dragon or a human being or whatever, and then he'll like kind of dissect them. And what are they called? Is it called an exploding diagram, where you have all the like they use it in mechanical sketches, like to see the intricate bits, how
Oh, I
things, and
don't
they like
know.
kind of it's called I think it's called an exploding diagram, but like he does it with like flesh and bones and the internal organs
Intestine
and then the
and the fur
veins
on the outside
and
and
then the
the,
fur on the outside, and like kind of cutting away pieces of the character and then like spreading them and seeing the insides. And I always liked his style, man. I was always really impressed. And like he also does letters as well, like he is a graph head. Like there's a Nietzsche by him, with the mad bunny rabbit kind of. Do you like stuff like that theme, or you're like meh?
I mean, it's very, very well done.
Well, of course,
He's
it's
got a lot of
impressive.
talent and he's pretty shit hot. But, maybe the S I can get down with a bit.
Okay, the letters now, yeah,
But
they're
he
very
could do any
simple.
letters he wants. That's the thing. I can't really say anything.
But
If
he
he
does.
wanted to do a letter the way I like it, he could do it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's developed his own style, and this is obviously his style, and we can like it or not like it, you know what I mean? I
Yeah.
like it. It's very simple. I just like the techniques. Like, look how it's all dripping off, and it just looks cool as fuck, man.
The
I think it
skeleton
looks good.
hands look pretty fucking good as well.
Even, yeah,
Yeah, boy.
I like it a lot. Sorry for all the listeners, man. Come over to the YouTube and watch this. Very,
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is
very
very kind of,
visual.
which one are we looking at now?
This was sent in by someone for like a graph critique thing. I don't know. It looks like a. Again, it reminds me of something. I don't know what. But it looks like a pile of like ash or something. And then it's got a face carved out of it. Or is that a moon? Is it supposed to be like a moon rock or something? I don't know. With the eyes are like kind of see-through, you can go through the body. It's like some ghostly character. I mean, it is what it is. I like the eyebrow coming here on top of the eye. You know what I mean? The furrowed brow, the long nose. Yeah,
It does
it's
remind
cool.
me of something.
Like, what was that? Not trapdoor. I remember that claymation thing,
Yo,
trapdoor.
that
No.
was sick,
Yeah, I loved
trapdoor.
that. I loved that too. No, but there was another one about this witch. and they lived in a forest, and there was a TV character, and then there was this
Oh,
ghost
yeah.
character. What was that? Because that's what this reminds me of, is that ghost from that cartoon, whatever that fucking cartoon was called. I can't even
Yeah.
remember. It had a witch and a TV. Remember the evil TV thing?
Yeah.
And he's
Sick.
with the antennas coming out. And then there was a ghost character, I swear. And that's what this reminds me of. But anyway, this is very simple, but does the job, I think, man. You know what I mean?
Was that a cartoon?
Yeah, I think it was a cartoon. Yeah, it was an animated cartoon. I can't put a lie.
80s, no?
Must
Oh
have
my
been. Are
God.
you looking it
Willow
up?
the Wisp.
Willow the Wisp, that's it. Willow the Wisp.
And that ghost, yeah, that ghost was like really kind of posh and sort of royal.
I can't remember it really. I just visually remember it, man.
Holy shit. And the TV was an evil TV, and there's like that fat bird with the.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, yo. Big up people for sending in your characters and stuff. If we, obviously we didn't mention a
Big up
whole
everyone
heap
who's
of
good
people.
enough to do characters as well.
Yeah, man.
It's a tough thing, man. It's a fucking tough thing.
Leave a comment below who you think is dope at characters, let us know. Theme, let's get into this listener question. This now, Theme, is one of the most annoying ways you can leave a listener question. So I'm just going to play it, yeah? Because, like, people learn from this how not to send in a listener question.
Yo, easy boys, all right? Yeah, I was just wondering that flipping, do you reckon there's any difference between like writers who are like influenced or like inspired by hip hop music? Oh, fuck off. Fucking, what about flipping? Do you reckon there's any difference between hip hop like inspired writers to jungle music or like drum and bass inspired writers, if that makes sense? You see some writers are like well into hip hop and that. Do you know what I mean? Wear the trainers hat on sideways, you know what I mean? Boom box on their fucking walls or whatever. And then you get the writers who are like jungle and those. More about like feelings rather than like ego. Obviously though, if you want to start getting really deep, it's hard to differentiate between the two because it's all boils down to like a feeling that it gives you. A bear waffling, sorry. Fuck's sake. Fucking, do you reckon there's any difference between like hip hop writers compared to like drum and bass jungle music inspired writers? That's my question. Is that a good question or a whack question? Fuck knows. I know there's a difference between writers
He's
who
still
are into
going
hip
on. He's
hop
still
compared to
going on.
writers who are into jungle.
Repeat it for the third
But
time.
that's just me personally. What you saying? Nice and anyway, pick up. Love the show, man. Not
Salute.
really a show, is it, man?
Salute, 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 salute.
No,
It
he's
is a
still
show.
off the channel,
He's still
off
going.
the podcasts. Go on, boys. Nice one, lads.
That
Easy,
fucking
man. Love
annoying
it.
noise. Now, love, thank you for sending that in. Genuinely, we're only taking the
That's
piss,
like
but.
six times it goes off. Like, at least start the voice message again or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
You
Fuck
know what I mean?
me.
Like, he could have done that in 10 seconds, man. But look, love, respect. You know what I mean? Thank you for sending them. Please, please, people, keep sending in your voice note questions. That was a, I mean, ultimately, though, the question is an interesting one. It's about,
Yeah.
because you can tell, like, we've been talking about these characters, the zombie one, the Cantu ones, the very much hip hop characters,
Yeah.
But nowadays, obviously, since in London, we're not like we don't have that same connection to hip hop as like in New York, you know what I mean? And like we were looking at those Doze characters, you know what I mean, with the fat laces, that's where it came from, you know what I mean? So whether you're into drum and bass or you're into classical music, you're going to be inspired by that hip hop element of Graf, you know what I mean? That's going to be the inspiration. But then where you go from that is something else. I don't know if I could like drum and
I
bass
don't think so
graffiti.
with jungle, but I think with drum and bass, people started trying to get really, when those like record covers, it would be like ridiculous wild stuff
Yeah, but that
when it
was
was like
Jungle.
real drum and bass.
Like Jungle Hits Volume 1 and shit. Wasn't that there was Graf on
No,
there?
but that was like readable. I'm
Yeah.
talking about that kind of shit that's just way over the top. Arrows
Cool.
coming out of fucking everything, and you're like, what the fuck is it? But it's like trying to show, like, we're down with drum and bass, and we're down with drum and bass, and we know about, that kind
Yeah.
of aggressive letter. It's a difficult one because there's a lot of that shit in hip hop as well. But I
Yeah.
think there is a bit of a difference if you're a country bumpkin and you've seen someone who's like mad into jungle, drum and bass and stuff like that, they kind of get a lot of influence from that in their drawings and shit and in their outlines. And you're like, this guy doesn't really know. He's kind of like going off what he's seen from other people's violins. It's like that stuff, like that's jungle, SB Records and
I was
shit.
going to say Suburban Bass, that logo, that SB logo graph
The fishing
style.
one's so good. The fishing one.
What fishing one? Oh, this
Suburban
Suburban
Bass.
Bass. Yeah. But these are definitely hip hop inspired characters, man. Like
Yeah.
you
That's
know.
what I think. The jungle ones are more. Yeah, man. The SB is a quality SB, to be fair.
Yeah, it's dope. I can't remember who did that though. I used to know who did that logo. But that's just one example. But yeah, like you were saying, man, like even this one here, like you know, yeah, super graph inspired, man. And I like just because drum and bass along with hip hop, very urban thing for lack of a better word, you know. And what's more urban than fucking graph, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be an element of that in there. But do you think there's a different mentality of a writer who comes from that hip hop side or a writer who's not really into hip hop but they're banging to their drum and bass and stuff? I think there is a difference in the
Probably is.
mentality. Yeah, in the
I
mentality
mean,
of a
there is with
writer.
like old writers who like, heavy metal and rock as well.
Even, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a definite
That big
aesthetic to
scene.
that. There's a definite aesthetic to that. I think with hip hop, though, people are a lot more attached to the history of it. If you're a super duper hip hop nerd head, you know what I mean, doing those characters, you're always going to have the fat lasers, the cap to the side, holding the marker, you know, the spray
Kangol
can,
hat,
the
the
Kangol,
Adidas
you
jacket,
know, there's always going to be that sort of, like, even like Chio
the
said, like
huge
I'm going to
shades.
b-boy it up, you know what I mean, like that's a term, you know what I mean, I'm going to make this character but I'm going to make him into a b-boy, you know what I mean, like Colonel Sanders for example, or whoever, like Bunny Bugs Bunny, but I'm going to make him into a b-boy, you know, that's always a go-to thing for hip-hop. But with the drum and bass, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe they think more outside the box maybe. And like the chap said on the question, he said maybe they go more on feeling as opposed to ego, he said. Yeah, which I don't know if I completely agree with that, but maybe that's kind of what he was hinting
I
at.
see it though a little bit,
Like
yeah.
the ego in hip hop is like the history is there, everything kind of inspired from hip hop. Even like you could even put it as a New York thing. Like the egos of New York is a well-known thing, you know, the New Yorkers and their ego, because they're like, this is the Mecca, this is where it started. So I kind of get that element of it. Whereas the drum and bass guys are going, look, I'm going to do some computer tech shit, you know what I mean? Like fuck your hip hop stuff, and like they can go off kilter a bit more, you know what I mean?
Can you see these?
Oh yeah, here we go. Is
That's
that
a
from you?
penguin, mate.
Yeah, is that your kid did that? Yeah, Leo.
Yeah, and
Look
that's
at
the other
Leo.
one. That's a flying penguin.
Nice. Well, they're into their
There's a
penguins now.
serious love the penguins. Yeah, love penguins.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
penguins can't fly, man. What's he doing a flying penguin for? It's
Because he
literally
can
the
do what he
only.
wants.
That's true. That's true.
He can
That's
do
true.
whatever he wants.
It's true. No, you should stifle his imagination. No, stop him from doing that. Theme, give us a song. Let's break it up with a song, then we'll get into the graph letter game, man. You got one
Sorry,
in
I was
mind?
just getting the graph letter game ready.
Let's hear it.
So I ain't got no song ready.
I love that song for Asata though, man. That one is such a dope track.
Yeah, I ain't got a song, bro.
No, okay, I got one. I'll go into one of my playlists. Can we go? Let's see here. Since we were
No
talking
one,
about
P money. No one P money.
No One P Money. Or has there been any new music that's been out recently? I think there has. But anyway, let's go. P Money, No One.
Oh, I've never seen the video. Let me see the video. Lucky with the no adverts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I got
No
my
one
ads on.
cares.
P.
No one's got no gun.
Pay to be a get rush.
If it ain't fam, I'm on no one's side. I'm no one's friend, no one's guy. Said he shot boxes, look at them prices. You ain't no plug, you just no one guy. Scenes full of pricks, man, no one tries. Making shit tunes, no one buys. No one's gang, no one rides. There wouldn't one whip, cause no one drives. My team's scared of no one's side. No one's fake here, no one lies. No one flies, no one gets off. Round here, can't let no one slide. Told them come back, no one hides. Man try tell me his ends is hot. Oh now I ain't seen no one fried. No one got smoked, no one died. Sick of the scene, man, no one's real. No one shot, man, no one's killed. Shit one liners, no one's skilled. If I don't say this, no one will. Man, do well, get bare congrats tweets. But in a real life, no one's thrilled. Bare online friends, no one chilled. That's why I'm friends with no one still. Always on smoke, no one gassed me. Man's had clashes, no one's had me. I will act, man, no one tagged me. Fuck your podcast, blood, don't chat me. No one's rough, so no one adds it. If I turn up, bet no one chat shit. P and them lot always rush, guys. It's not our fault, no one backs it. It's not my fault, no one's on me. No one came for, no one wronged me. Man, try air me, smacked up few, man. Ever since then, no one longs me. No one brought me, no one showed, man. They had PRS, no one told, man. How many festivals did I bring our sound? So they act like no one owes, man. I don't need no one's blessings. I clean up shows, no one's getting. I get money and actually buy clothes. They got stylists, no one's flexing. Grime is dead, ain't you lot left that? Beg you, shut up, no one said that. If he did, it's just an opinion. I don't get why no one gets that. Fam, this is why no one's murking. Grime MC's doing hip-hop challenges. Man's not raising no one's version. Bit shit freestyles, no one's searching. What you doing here? Fuck off, thank you. Sprayed your hardest, no one jacked you. Uninvited, no one rang you. Fam, you're lucky, no one slapped you. Beg on lyrics, but no one's got one. They mention shows, no one's got none. Never saw no one in your tees, bro. Yes, I'm saying that no one copped one. When you hear this, no one phoned me. This thing acts like no one's phony. No, got no contracts, no one owns me. Did this my way, no one showed me. My own money, no one loaned me. Smacked up my man, hurt their cousins. I might act like no one told me. We're not family, no one bro me. I'm not bothered about no one's business. But they talk bear crowds, no one's witness. I'm just freeing up all this realness. Like, how come no one did this?
Woolly. That was alright.
Fuck your t-shirts, no one's got one. No one bought thing. Fuck your podcast.
Yeah. That was ill, man. Damn, I like that. P money. You see that footage of Dizzy and Wiley doing some like pop-up?
No.
Yeah, oh, you've been offline, man. Yeah, they did some thing. They relinked up and at some pop-up show somewhere. I can't remember where it was.
Where?
Somewhere in London, man. Like, they were sitting in a car. You know them cars with speakers in it, and there was a crowd, and it was under a tunnel. There was Helch things up on the roof and shit. Must have been East London somewhere. But yeah, it was like a reunion kind of thing. Everyone's like, whoa, maybe Grime is back.
Was that a while back?
It was a couple of weeks, yeah. I think a week or two.
Oh, no, I ain't seen it then.
No. So, yeah, it looks like Wiley's back on it. Everyone's back on it. The grime, we're going to be seeing a lot more grime and shit, man. What do you think about grime graph then, man? It's just raggo, you know what I mean? Raggo.
Yo, graph. Let's get into the graph letter game.
Let's do it, man.
Let's get into the graph letter game, peoples. And the letter is U for umbrella.
And like, when I told you to do it, you were like, this must be the worst letter in graph. And it is.
But it wasn't, actually. It wasn't.
Nah? Okay.
It was just, if you're looking for like about and he writes abbots, then you're a fucking idiot. that's the problem. I've pinged you the first one already.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a blockbuster style, so it could be anyone, but I'm going to say Fume.
No.
Oh, shit. No?
No.
Form.
Yeah, boy! Yeah, friend and he did of it. The pod.
He did it with Fume, though, I bet. He's next.
Probably,
to
yeah.
Yeah, I think so, man. I've seen that. That's
probably, yeah. Here's the second one coming.
Let's go. Ooh. That's a nice, simple U. Again, it's difficult to fucking say. I'm trying to work out what the next letter is. There's a B in front of it or an S. So I'm going to go bus. Mm. Bus one. Or sub one.
Why didn't I think a bus one or sub one?
Yeah.
Nah, this is abuse.
Abuse. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know about that B, but anyway, it's not graphic.
No, I don't know about that B either. The fuck?
Shout out, abuse.
Next one. Ooh, number three.
With the AC in it.
Kind of Wu-Tang-y as well.
It is a bit with the Wu-Tang and the mad crack going through it. Holy shit.
CV, AC.
Yeah. Fuck, nothing is jumping out at me, man.
Yeah.
Boy. Is that an L next to it on the left?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but the L isn't the first letter, is it? Oh, lust. No. Oh, no. No, okay. I thought it was lust. Clues? No, fuck knows. I don't know. I give up.
Slug.
Slug.
Lots of shit going on in East London, I think.
Shout out, Slug.
This one, you should really get. I'm pinging
Okay.
it over now.
Let's see. It's downloading. Come on, you piece of shit. There we go. Ooh, I've definitely seen this photo before. Is that on a train?
No.
No, okay, no.
But you've seen his
Okay.
graph before.
Yeah, I've seen it and it rings a bell, but nothing's. Is that an R above it? Fuck, man. I'm terrible, man. I'm terrible at this game. Is that an R on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
It's not cruel. Cruel.
Nope.
No. Bugger.
You want another guess?
Debug. No.
Oh, he's a good one.
That's
And
another one.
fuck you as well. And he's a mate. Like, what
Yeah.
am I doing?
I don't know. I don't
This
know
is
who this is. I don't know who this is.
drugs.
Drugs, of course it is. Yes, of course it is, man.
Yeah, boy.
I like this drugs guy. I don't think I ever met him. Maybe I did meet him.
Nah, nor
He's done
me, I don't
some
think.
dope rooftops, and
Yeah, Camden and shit.
he's got a unique style. Like, it's simple style, but he always puts a little unique flair to it. All right, this is Fume now. No.
Yeah, it's Fume,
Oh, it's
boy.
okay. Thank God for
Fume.
that.
In one of the most banging reaches. I've always wanted that reach. As soon as that place gets buffed,
Oh, shit.
I think Fast has got it at the moment. I think.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think you're right.
Okay, this one, old school. Lot of trains done. Lot of trains done. But think kind of like, old school. I'm pinging
All
it
right.
over. I think. Maybe the reach is in there, maybe not.
All right, it's downloading. Here we go.
But think like Hatism, Fameism, that sort of era.
Yeah, that's the Fuji tag. Is that Fuji? Fugi?
Yes,
Yes.
yes. I didn't know if you'd clocked that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, when I looked at it, I was like, is it too easy? But then I was like, where's the F in the tag?
Yeah, I
You know what I
looking at that
mean?
tag, I would have said it says duet, DUET. That's what it looks like to me, the tag. But yeah, that
Oh
Fuji,
yeah.
nice, nice.
I've just sent it to you. Okay, last one.
All right, let's go.
Let's ping this over. This is what, number seven? With the on you and the Kozothrax behind.
Holy shit.
You definitely know who it is. I quite often talk about that I like his graph.
Oh fuck. Okay. Shit, nothing's coming out of me, man.
It's the second letter in the tag. And the tag
Okay.
is four letters long. And he's up. He's done bits.
Yeah. I'm gonna kick myself when you tell me because I really have no idea. Because you
You're not
said
going to
already,
guess?
you said it's not Saab, it's not gonna be Form. Form was what stuck out to me, but you've
First
already done that
one.
Form.
Yeah, he
Yeah,
was the
so
first one.
yeah, so fuck, man. I don't know.
I'll
I
ping
don't
it
know.
to you. I'll ping it
Yeah,
to you, boy. Yeah.
Fund. There we go.
I
Fund. Shout
like
out.
his kind of like graph. That reminds me of like dirty graph. You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
yeah,
I've
yeah,
always
yeah.
liked his graph. Always liked it.
Very nice, man. And he shouted out T32.
Yeah.
Is that Temper 32? Is
I
it?
think so, yeah.
Yeah. We should get Temper on, man. I think he's from up north, right? Anyway,
No
whatever.
idea. I love the Koza reaches
Fund.
behind it. It's
No,
so good.
that's a sick photo. I love those on the individual boxes, FUNE.
Yeah, that's why I chose it,
Very
and it's
nice.
very simple, but two color ting.
That was good, man. You done well there, Deem. You done well. You threw me off, man. I'm getting worse
Threw him
and worse at
off.
this game. I'm getting worse and worse at this game. I thought I was good at this game. God damn it.
What's the next one? V. That's quite a decent one to have.
Yeah,
V.
V. V is okay, so we'll do that next week. I'll prepare some of that for you.
Yeah.
Brother, let's call it a day there, man. I'm happy, man.
It's been quite a long one, though. Started at half one.
I haven't been timing, but yeah, okay, yeah, there we go. Boom, we've jabbered on for long enough. I'm trying to think of a song for us to go out to. I'm trying to think. I could go into my
This episode's really well put together.
I mean, it's all right. It's not too bad. We've had worse
Just
ones.
trying to think of a song to go out together.
No, I got one. I got one. I got one.
Who really the king? Benny Butcher. But I'm not allowed to play Benny
Nah,
Butcher
allow Benny
anymore.
Butcher. Allow Benny
Allow
Butcher.
Benny Butcher.
All right. You know
Details, The
what? This
Alchemist, and Larry June.
is a
Who you
cool
got?
tune. This was an unreleased album that LL Cool J did in the 90s, yeah, 1995, before he went all jiggy and fucking ladies man licking his lips and shit,
Okay.
yeah. He was still transitioning from that 80s hip hop, the 80s, my radio kind of shit. So he went into the more 90s style, but this album never came out. So it's only been released as like a fucking what do you call it?
A remembrance thing.
No, like kind of like a not a white label, but you know what I mean, like an unofficial release,
Dub
basically.
plate. Yeah,
Yeah, so
yeah.
this is called No Airplay by LL Cool J from 1995.
And that was episode 151.
Fuck theme, we forgot one thing. We got to do that quickly, man. We got to
Oh,
pick a winner
yeah. The winner
for
for the
last.
slam map.
The slam map. So we'll go to last episode here. I'm gonna flick through. I saw some really cool comments actually. There was one guy who wrote, he goes, he used to work as a tour guide on the Hidden London stuff back in the
Yeah,
day.
I'm just reading that. It doesn't
Yeah,
sound anything
which was
fair.
quite. No, we're not gonna read through them now. But there was a couple. I was. That was it. This guy, Edan Art 3981. He said, "Damn, bro, you did that sketch, that buzzing sketch that I was doing on opening."
Yeah, I
He goes,
remember.
because I wrote the date on it, 31st of January 2003. And he goes, that was my 18th birthday that day. He goes, surely that's worth a map for randomness. Dope episode as always. P.S. Save the cat, because I was having a go at my cat, Claude. He's still down there. What's up, Claude? Do you want to come say hello? No, he doesn't. He's chilling now. He's not being annoying today. And Claude, by the way, is Claude as in his claws are clawed in. Yeah. So he's and his full name is Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah.
I say
All
it's
right,
not
okay.
CLAUDE, it's
No.
CLAWED.
Yeah, Claude, exactly.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. All
That's
right,
very amber.
let's go into LL Cool J No Airplay. Let's go. Peace theme, man. Till next week, yeah?
Peace out, everybody.
Arms
Peace out.
house.
You don't want to put it on tape and do all the real shit? You just want to go straight to that? All right. You don't want to mix
I
it or nothing? All right, let's do it. You want me to do the hook part too?
fucking hell, I forgot there's an
I'll
intro.
check it out, I'll check it out, Yeah, it's that
Yeah.
Uncle L shit, you know? Word up. Ain't no doubt about this. We setting this shit off right in here. Yeah. Gonna sex this up. Here
We've
go
played
like
quite a
this,
lot
yeah.
of LL Cool
Check it
J on
out.
the pod.
I'm beating niggas the fuck up out their boots, flame throwing their troops. They can't recoup from drinking acid soup. Spectacular, vernacular, miraculous
Acid
horseshit.
soup.
Scooped off the concrete to make a hit. Tearing niggas out the hinges, competition cringes in the trenches, killing for mere inches. Word to mama, I tongue kiss a piranha, electrocute a barracuda for trying to bring the drama. I get more ass than a toilet seat.
Hold on, electrocute a barracuda for bringing the drum. What the fuck is he
So
talking
put your
about?
more ass than a
shoes on
toilet
and
seat.
tiptoe down my meat. Your motherfucking death wish, wimpy soloist, ROKKIE, you ain't stylish. It's motherfucking arson from here to Parsons, your fucking Dawson. It's murder woman, I step in the door, run for your motherfucking life. Get ghost or taste the toast and get your nuts hung on a goalpost. Starting at your neck to check you for respect. Your back gets snapped, your lower spine gets wet. Hips get whipped and then your thighs start to slide. I'm up through your asshole and fucking up your inside. I don't be getting no airplay. A jam that you love, a jam that you love. It's a jam that you love that don't be getting no airplay. A jam that you love, a jam that you love. Yeah, the rugged ass style I possess. They got niggas going.
going from Bel Air to bagging up cess. Shit, motherfucking right, you niggas is corn. You should have never put me on this mic, you was warned. I got niggas chasing behind my pair for garbage bags, hoping and praying I throw an old rhyme to one of the fags. I'm on my motherfucking game like that. I put it in your chest and make your heart
love go saying black. Motherfucking
all the motherfucking tracks early in my world
motherfucking tracks.
Drop these chains on your brain and enslave ya. Once you was on a pedestal, now you're getting ridiculed. Shit is critical, we fighting at the pinnacle. I'm burning niggas like
you could see he was trying to like keep up, like, you know, if you think 95, like Wu-Tang had dropped, yeah. Tribe Called Quest had dropped, all that. So he was like, right, I gotta get off this 80s thing.
He's filling in the night. Gaps with motherfucking as well.
He's gotta bring the thuggish vibe, you know.
Word is born, cause it's a jam that you love that don't be getting no airplay.
Damn, that you love.
Yo, I'll do that one right, yo. To whom it may concern on this motherfucking chest, I got the zest to clip you through your best little shorties with big 40s, talking loud, acting proud. Blow! Now you're choking off a black cloud.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?